That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. How are you going? Round nine's come and gone, and I'm here with... Well, let's start with you, Crouching. You've got a special job here tonight, mate.
Yes, he got picked bloody music last week. I picked this week. You play now, please. Oh, this sad song about Crouching Man.
Jimmy Barnes, the Chisels, mate. Wonderful.
I'm crying like refugee Saturday lunchtime. I go fishing in Bay with all my friends, many friends in small bloody tin.
You get out, you've been getting out of fit. Yes. Come on.
And I think, stop this. You bring spot in the show. I need try. And I get close enough to land for Wi-Fi. I pull try.
Oh, for the internet.
Yes, I pull try. I tried in bloody Jordan Lewis.
Oh,
and straight after this, prick bloody...
And you can't reverse it. Yes. How long before the game did you bring him in?
Oh, the bloody half hour.
Oh, hell.
And I crying in tinny full of...
Well, that's fair enough.
And his friend.
That's worth some tears, no doubt about it.
And all these lifeguard think we bloody refugee.
Oh, because
I cry
hell. Boat
full. They say, piss off home, you asshole.
Oh, that's unseemly. And what happened, mate?
Then I do another try.
What'd you do, mate?
I leave clacker on field. I do a dumb trade. I kick Bell Chamber ass because Tiger kick his ass. And
well, that's all right. Yeah, he's got to go.
I do silly trade, Mr. Jock.
What'd you do, Sean?
I tried bloody Josh Kelly from GWA. He's up.
It's all right, mate.
I also have bloody Oxley.
Yeah.
I get shit that score.
Horrible anus. Horrible pippy. Did you get pippies before you went out fishing?
Oh, many pippy.
Yeah, not too many though, I hope.
Oh, yes.
You can't get big bags of those things, I keep telling you, mate.
I feed my family pippy.
No, they're just for the bite. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate. Let us dedicate. Peter, what do you reckon? Let's dedicate this to Crouching One and his horrible anus again. Horrible pippy, let's call this one. Because you've had a shocker. Bringing in Lewis just before he was subbed off.
I think we need to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people first, Jock.
Of course.
On which ground the flapping tarp bungalow sits.
Yeah, we have to. And it's been a good ingenious round, hasn't it?
Indigenous, Jock.
Adam Goods. Oh, wonderful. Did you see the dance?
Oh, yes.
If that doesn't just get the corpuscles of your ingenious heart up and running, I don't know what is. What were people booing him for? It's a wonderful sort of spear sort of thrust into the Carlton crowd. People thought that was aggressive. It wasn't aggressive. How could an action of throwing a spear towards the Carlton cheer squad sort of be seen as aggressive? It's ridiculous.
Great,
I think that's ridiculous.
Swelling pride, and to see Heritia Lumumba follow up with his own interpretive dance.
Was his one the one for the Brazilian peoples, was it?
Yes.
Is it their ingenious round as well?
The capoeira.
Oh, yeah.
Brazilian love dance.
Yeah. Now, ingenious round is a wonderful idea.
Indigenous joke.
Did you get, you went to bloody, who went to the Dreamtime, one of you bastards?
Ah, Wacom.
Yeah.
After I get back on land and through the detention centre and...
Did they process you? Yes. They bloody process you quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Did they give you your clothing back and all that sort of business?
And bag of pippy.
Oh, good.
I go see Tiger
One of the five bags.
Yes,
yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, good on them. That's good. Another weekend of fantasy footy come and go on. I'll be lucky to get maybe 2100 or something. That'll probably take me down to about rank 300th now.
Oh, you... You kick my ass. You know what else Crouching One do?
What else did you do?
I have VC5.
Yeah.
And then Crouching One forget to change off Rockcliffe captain.
You've got to give the fishing away on the weekend, Crouching One.
Oh.
Get your bloody priorities right, son.
You smell my hand.
Oh, that's garfish. Is that garfish?
Yes.
Oh, how many did you pull in?
Couple bag.
Good. Big issues we've got to have a look at. Now, one I want to discuss pretty quickly with you gentlemen is Tom Rockcliffe. Broken his rib. I was just on the Twitter before, and he's put out the Twitter saying, at least I've only broken one rib. This is massive news. What percentage of people would have bought him in? I'm just going to hazard a guess and say 80% of players will have him right now. Tom Rockliffe?
A slight overs there, Jock.
Right.
Biblical connotations here, Jock.
The Bible. Wonderful.
Yes. Eve, built from Adam's single rib.
Right.
Can we extract any supercoach wisdom from this?
Oh, you always can, because it was the Garden of Gethsemane, and there's always parables. Oh, bloody hell.
Who this?
Is that Wino?
I think
What's this beeping crap?
I think this Wino.
Let's just do it, eh?
Oh, yes.
Righto. Hey, Wino, mate. We're on air, son. And how are you, mate?
What come, Wino?
What do you mean you're on here?
Oh, we don't do the normal phone thing. Your Skype thing just started bloody beeping, so we thought, let's just bloody talk to Wayne now.
What are you fellas doing?
We just talked about Tom Rockliffe, and we were drawing paralytics between ribs and Gardens of Gethsemane, mate.
Oh, that garden, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about,
Uncle Tom. Yeah, and Crouching's had a horrible pippy, mate. He went fishing, didn't get the Wi-Fi's, and he's had a horrible one, so we're just condolencing as well. How was your weekend?
Pretty good, actually, Uncle Zock. My side did pretty well. Hands up who still has Newsy, fellas. He's still got Newsy in. You'd be spitting chips if you got rid of him a few weeks ago.
114. Here are the Saints, Wino. Hey! Oh, when the Saints go marching in!
We're bloody great. It's great to watch. Dad reckons he hasn't seen a bunch of young Saints like this in a long time, and there's no crap players, like there's no Raf Clark or anyone to bloody yell at.
Jock, enough witty repartee. Young Wayne, do you have any wisdoms for us this week?
Yeah, fellas, roll the tape.
Whoa, yeah. Wayne, those hot tip, gotta go off your tits. Whoa, yeah. Wayne,
Well, fellas, I reckon it happens every year, but last year, happened the year before, Franklin comes out round one, round two, round three, does nothing at the start of the season. Now he's coming good, fellas. I'm thinking of putting him into the side. What do you reckon, fellas?
Excellent. Wayne has reduced in price in close to $50,000 now. You can obtain Lance for approximately $4.90. His break even after that $1.49 will be just $72. The thing that concerns me, Wayne, is the round 12 buy. Have you considered this?
I don't care about the buys. I'm just dealing with them when they turn up. You can't make any choices and picks, you know, because there's buys coming up. You just deal with the buys when they come up, fellas.
You just take life as it comes, don't you, mate? I love that.
You only have 20 players or something like that to score from anyway, fellas.
This Reynolds logic, it astounds me.
Hey, I've got spreadsheets, mate. I've got spreadsheets and columns.
What's a spreadsheet?
Oh, it's things that Higo taught me. It's sort of like an arrangement of boxes in sort of straight lines and cross rows and columns, they call it. And it's on the Microsoft. Yes. You can either have it on the Microsoft or you can draw one on paper yourself with a bit of HB pencil. But the other thing that worries me...
You spread this sheet, you'll find crumpet. Sometime wet spot too.
The other thing, apart from the buys, is Lance Franklin's inconsistency. I can't rely on the bloke. I don't think we can. 47 round 8, you know, 120 the week before, 149. You're going to take the good with the bad, and I suppose if you pick him in, you just ride that the whole way home and just bring him in for the good times and forget about the bad times and try and have more good times and bad times.
But this is what he does every season, Uncle Doc. He always starts off crapping and then comes home with one of those sails with, like, a sail that's a bit damp or something.
Wet, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a maritime theme happening in the podcast tonight, isn't there? And there's Jesus. Jesus actually walked on water.
Oh, this is very good.
Think about that for a moment, community.
The loaves and fishes. I fear trading at this stage is fraught with danger. You are trading in Franklin, who will have a round 12 bye. Can you not hold and look to trade him in round 13, Wayne?
Well, I suppose I can. I might wait the next week now that you've said it. I haven't really taken much notice of who's got what bye or whatever, or who's going away for the weekend or whatever.
Wayne, good to hear from you, mate. Can't wait to see the Saints next week. You want to watch it together, mate?
Yeah, I'll come round for sure. I'll knock off some of Dad's red bitters and come around, Uncle
Doc. Right on, mate. I'll see you then. Thanks, Wayne.
Bye, fellas. off our seafarers.
Always good to hear from Wayne, eh, boys?
Yes, Jock.
Exotic Limo Melbourne. They've got the three largest stretch hummers that roam this entire giant earth in their fleet.
Significant, Jock.
These supersized chariots of frivolity seat up to 24 party people at any one time, and they come in black, white or pink, with 10 flat screen plasma TVs, laser and lighting shows going off tap, and a sound system that rocks jocks. You haven't had a proper limousine experience if you've never been inside one of these bad boys.
I would like to be in that party, Jock.
Well, heaps of people would, matey. Just go to exoticlimo.com.au, because there's limos, and then there's an exotic limo. Pick up the phone and dial 1300 532 532 and tell them Jock sent you. 10 plasma televisions, they're the flat screen ones, inside a vehicle. With 24 people having a party.
Excellent, Jock.
Great supporters as well, Exotic Limo, so make sure you get onto that internet-based website. They're good folk with amazing vehicles.
Agreed, Jock. Mm. Now, back to the conundrum that we discussed with young Wayne.
Mm.
Is it a time to be trading at all, given we are on the verge of the buys? Now, one in particular, Jock, Patrick Dangerfield, has the Round 11 buy. However, I fear we will never be getting him as cheap as we have at the moment. $573, which is fairly much his original starting price. He has a break even of $4 after that monstrous score on the weekend.
I think I agree with where you're going, Peter. I think you have to just sometimes ignore these attractive statistics, because let's be honest, in any one round of AFL football playing Supercoach, you're going to have someone who is a dead set bargain. We've seen Rockliffe, you know, even Joel Selwood. We've had people at this price point, and we will for every single round. You have to do exactly what you're proposing to do and just say, righto, now's not the time to be going nuts. Now's the time to conserve buys. If you haven't got at least, I don't know, how many trades you boys got left?
I've
got 21, I think, and I think that's about where you need to be.
I tell you.
Oh, mate, you got that look in your eye. How many you got, mate?
I've been going bang, 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 and I still have shit team.
How many trades you got, mate?
16.
Oh, that's skinny. And I just wonder how many people out there, Peter, listening. You tend to hear these bargains every week. Right. Oh, he's a bargain, I've got to get him this week. Oh, he's low, let's get him. Yes, so you just bang, bang. Yes. No. I know, Crouching, I know you like the bang, bang, bang. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you have to have some discipline in this game.
I'll start there. You pick Hablett. I pick Wayne. I pick Rockcliffe. All these pick go down.
Yeah.
I kept bang, bang in trouble.
Well, I suppose it's horses for courses. If you are in trouble, you have to trade, don't you?
Yes, I held off from trading last week. While I was interested in Parker, I am glad I refrained.
Mm.
A 59.
Carasso did a good job on Parker.
Yes, and as we'll see after Dangerfield's stunning game, expect the tag to go to him.
Yeah. Can we just have a look at some players now looking forward to post round 11? Players who have the round 11 buy that we could look to just put on that shopping list. Try and get a bit of focus and a bit of structure around some of those good options we could bring in after round 11. You know, we've got three trades each week, pre-round 11, then pre-round 12 and 13. Which of these blokes have, and you mentioned Dangerfield. He's got the round 11 buy. He's got 1 week to go, he'll have his buy. Yeah, he's going to have a price rise next week. We know that. But no reason you can't have him on your shopping list. He's not going to go up 50k. He might go up 15k. Still a valid trading option in your midfield. And if you're just waiting, you just wait to pick him off after the buy.
Excellent, Jock. The trading plan, as described in the Jock Reynolds magazine, dictates that we actually trade down three of our rookies prior to the round 11 buy. And in that, we are looking at McIntosh, Cripps, Ellis Yeoman, perhaps. They can be slaughtered to build that war chest pre-round 11. And then, yes, prior to round 12, looking at the likes of Dangerfield, Rockcliffe, Lewis as potential premium upgrades.
Well, Jordan Lewis, as long as we see him on the park this week, he was out with a bruised shoulder, he'll come in with a, you know, his break even will be about 120. Jordan Lewis, who by then should be about 540k, I'd say would be a good post-round 11 option. Where do we see Patrick Cripps at? You mentioned those three downgrades. Do you see Patrick Cripps with his round 11 buy performed well with all those boys out of the midfield. Is he a bloke that you'd look to have on the chopping block around that round 11 boy?
Think Kripko, but after today, you need Paul Pin Oxley. You see Hambling. Oh, Hambling play bloody good football.
Well, let's talk about some of the young kids that came on over the weekend. He's a player.
Oh, yes.
He's a fair income player.
He's got 82. He looks strong in defence.
17 possessions, 7 marks, but more importantly, God, he looks the part as a real key position back.
Hambling only play one game. Mm. He played 2 games in round 10, and then he have run 11 by.
Perfect.
This mean, Oxley drip bloody cash after shit score. Maybe time quick bang bang, Oxley. Hambling.
Sounds good to me, mate.
Even before bloody bye.
What about poor old Liam McBean? Second game, got subbed off for Corey Ellis in the third quarter. He's say borderline. I don't think we can rely on Liam McBean, can we?
No. Plays the key position forward role. Will struggle to score vast amount of points.
Mm-hmm. Keegan Brooksby, Gold Coast Suns ruck eligible player. 12 hit-outs. 7 possessions, 4 tackles. His bargain basement price. For the first time, we have a ruck selection option. Maybe people who still have Tom Bell Chambers as backup could be thinking of a Tom Bell Chambers down to Keegan Brooksby as an option to free up some cash.
Not sure. Ruck shit me, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, ruck always shits us. It's a shocker, isn't it, mate?
Yes.
I don't know about you blokes, but defence I've hardly touched this year apart from rookies coming in and out. Looking at quality defenders who've put their hands up, who have round 11 buys, I will be starting the process of building defence pre-round 12. I've seen the game of Rory Laird from Adelaide. I've been watching him pretty close. 3 out of his last 4 have been over 100. 2 of them have been 120 plus. He's around 425k, still a relatively low break. Even he ran off Ballantyne beautifully this week, 27 touches. I'm starting to have a good look at Rory Laird. He could come home as, you know, one of those top 8 defenders that we look for with the round 11 bye.
With the round 11 bye, I still advocate Cade Simpson, Jock. Just the 89 on the weekend. A 463 Cade Simpson is an excellent buy. A low break even of 38 this coming week. If you must be looking for Simpson in round 12, I feel.
Luke Hodge, round 11 buy. Came back with 130. Look, if Hawthorn had 8 wins on the board right now, Luke Hodge would be one of the blokes that you'd just bet would be rested coming into finals. But Hawthorn, with their sort of level pegging mid-ladder, could Luke Hodge be just slightly more relevant with a Hawthorn that needs to steam home like Trojan war horses?
Maybe I go bang bang. I need point difference. I like Luke Hodge because he have mongrel.
He's got more than a bit of mongrel.
Yeah, he have mongrel.
I'd love to see him perform some sort of war dance.
Oh, imagine.
That's all he needs. Some sort of...
Yes.
You know, tribal warrior aggressive sort of prance with a bit of a spear jump. I'd love to see him do that.
We have Payan Mani's war dance too.
Yeah?
Yes, we jump off couch and floor bloody slipper at TV.
Oh, wonderful.
Because all my prick not score good point.
You're having a shocker this year, aren't you?
This way I drink rum.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I will. Speaking about rum, Peter, have you been drinking a little bit of rum? Your nose looks bloody strange, you see.
Definitely.
Are you unwell?
I have not been drinking, Jock. You may be seeing the remnants of the facial paint I wore for the walk to the G last night.
Oh, good on you, mate. Did you do the walk? Michael Long's walk to the G.
Yes, invited
good.
Kathy from the church group.
Oh, Kathy! How did you go?
Yes, my...
She's a nice sort, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah?
Given my poncho has some ochre colours interwoven, I wore that.
And face paint, how did that come into the walk, mate?
The Aboriginal colours.
Good on you.
And I also fashioned a paper mache hat in the shape of Uluru, which I proudly wore on top of my head.
Oh, did you? Yeah, right. Did Kathy get dressed up or what happened? Did you just go and pick her up with that gear on or how did that play out, mate?
It did not play out well. I was a bit disappointed she did not stay and watch the game with me.
Oh, mate, it's all right. Do you think maybe you... Were you just trying to get into the culture of it, or were you trying to impress
things
her?
Things were going very well, Chalk.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful conversation, after, as always, with
after,
you.
She came out of the female toilets and said to me, "Sorry about the weight."
Yeah.
I simply said that her obese form did not bother me one bit. And with that, she left. I do not understand, Jock.
I think she probably meant sorry about she was in there for long, not saying sorry that she's fat. She was just probably saying, "I'm sorry that you had to wait while I was dropping the kids off at the pool," sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, bother.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. You're probably too engrossed in the culture of the day for the peoples of the Wurundjeries.
Oh, bother.
Yeah, but just give her a bit of a call, mate. She's all right. Maybe not so hard. You know, paper mache hats and all that, it shows that you're very resourceful and really creative and enthusiastic, but maybe just throttle it back a little bit in the poncho. You're keen on the poncho?
Yes, Jock.
Okay. Righto, mate. Theme of tonight, and I think you touched
it. Bloody Higo, you're stupid.
Crouch, he's trying his guts out, mate. Never have a crack at someone for trying their bloody guts out. Don't worry, Peter. Yeah, it's all good. It's all right, Peter. It's all good.
He as bad at crumpet as I am a bloody super cop. Okay, you say me this. Black Delirio.
Yeah.
Gun. He bloody gun.
See that?
You listen this last night, 134, 132. He bloody gun.
Dual forward edge ability as well. What boys he got?
Round 11, mate.
Shopping list. Brett Delirio, he's one right up there.
Yes, a break even of 116.
Hmm.
Will cost, a break even of approximately 43. I expect to be costing us around 580 post round 11 buy.
Worthwhile. I mean, in that sort of form and with Richmond coming good, I think you have to be on the D train, don't you?
Agree, Mr. Jock.
Buffonded one, adductor, will be in doubt going into round 10.
Adductor?
Yeah, it's a muscle.
Oh, I thought this special tractor for duck.
Nah, it's a muscle. Peter, where's your adductor, mate? It's in your. Somewhere in your leg?
From the pubis region down to the medial side of the knee.
That's the middle, the medial.
Yes, sir.
That's in the middle of your nose. So you're not going to get rid of Buffonard one, are you?
No, Jock.
He's just a ticky touch with one weaker. Dalhouse, looky Dalhouse, another round 11 shopping list player. All right, the overarching theme of this is the period of the season where we should be holding trades.
Agreed, Jock.
Would that be right?
Yes, hold and get ready to fire across the buys.
Yeah.
If we can come out of the buys with a full primo squad.
Yeah.
With trades in hand, we have done our job.
Absolutely. And while you're just conversing, keep an eye on your rookies. I want you to keep an eye on Joel Hamling especially. Daniel Howe, look, Hawthorne, he's not going to have job security, but we saw him come on at three-quarter time and he had 11 possessions in the last quarter. Keep an eye on Danny Howe. I know the Pew-op went down injured. Who knows? There could be some openings there. Keegan Brooksby, Daniel Robinson from Sydney, Boston from Gold Coast Suns. You know, there's a little bit to keep your eye on, but it's just conversative time, isn't it, mate?
Yes, but it is very pleasing to note, Jock, that we had approximately 6 rookies play their first game.
It was great.
Timely downgrade options in a couple of weeks to come.
I've got to say, the donors podcast we had hoped to get recorded today, few unforeseens, I've been a little bit unwell, but we will endeavour to get the Club Jock podcast recorded this week.
Jock, I will be putting quite a bit of work into this one.
All the best to everyone. Hope you've had a good Indigenous round of football. Crouching one. Thank you, mate.
Welcome.
Sorry about what happened on the boat and with the Wi-Fis and with the ribs and with Adam in the garden. All right.
Welcome. I bloody come back strong.
You always come back strong.
I come back strong and kick ass.
Peter, sorry as well for what happened with you and lovely, what was her name?
Kathy Jock.
Kathy. Yeah, we all make mistakes. It's just about how we bounce back. Just like you, crouching in Supercoach, the measure of a man isn't how he's going when he's up and about. It isn't how he's going when he's scoring 2400s week in, week out. It's how he bounces back when he scores 1900, when he trades in Jordan Lewis's. How does he come back the week after? I want to ask you that, community. Have a good week. Boy Vahemuth. I'm Jock Reynolds.